Is it possible to get a tax credit for having to endure Nancy Pelosi this long? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Peter, what are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles.
That's right. No medicine.
Oh, how I wish they'd play that as a PSA today.
Yeah. You know, in the news this morning, it was all over this.
Right.
387 cases nationwide.
They wait a minute. Nationwide?
Nationwide. 17 states out of 50 have had cases of measles.
387?
And they were talking about it like it was a deadly pandemic.
I'm sure they were. Boy, they have milked this thing.
But medical issues seem to be hot. They also did a piece on hemorrhoids in congressmen. That seems to be a big problem, too, when they pull their heads out.
Oh, dear. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We're off to a kicking start. Wow. How do I follow that up? Jeez Louise. The measles, 387 whole cases, huh?
Yeah, it was big.
Of people that have a smile on their face and some dots on their skin. Yeah. Hopefully they'll work through it. Jeez.
They couldn't have been more melodramatic.
I guess not. Oh, I always think the funniest part about those newscasts is really towards the end of the newscast, they actually have to say things like, well, and here are the symptoms, and they're totally benign.
Right.
And they have to feel like, and I'm kind of an idiot, like, I'm going to give you all this hysteria, and then I'm going to follow it up with not much of anything.
And that's exactly how it went.
Do you think that they're picking up on it? Or do you really think that they think that getting some dots on your skin and being down for a few days is like a big thing?
I think that it's just a matter of getting their paycheck.
Yeah, you're probably right.
There's nothing else. They don't even think about it anymore. They just take the sheet that's laid in front of them and read it.
Yeah, interesting. Wow. Well, a similar thing happened with the whole with Romney. That he was quoted, actually. Let me quote this for you, because I thought this was really interesting. This was the paragraph they gave. Utah Senator, this was on KSL, taken from Deseret News. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is among Senator Republicans working on plans to reform health care. Republicans generally agree that while the current law has serious flaws, just getting rid of it would leave a serious vacuum for people with pre-existing conditions and states with expanded Medicaid, among other things. What would you like to see in the reformed healthcare system? Do you want to tell me how many things are wrong with that paragraph?
Well, aside from the fact that even without Obamacare, 90% of Americans have some form of health insurance.
Exactly.
I don't know what else to say.
What in the world did we do before Obamacare came along? Well,
people died.
Yeah, and they didn't.
People died.
They didn't. That's
no,
the whole thing.
No, of course
thing.
They didn't.
And here was the other caveat of that is, and this could be said for basically everyone in government right now. It's basically this. I know everyone, the conversation was, we're getting rid of it. 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 It's got to get out. Okay. But can we please switch the conversation? This is the media. Can we please switch it to, we can all agree we need it now. Can we just change it a little to make everybody happy? That's the new line.
And they say that like they believe it. We can all agree. No, we can't all agree on that.
We can't. Because where's the conversation that says we have to get rid of this in America because we're in America? And so it's always interesting to me how they change the conversation. That's always been of interest to me because they do it so well. You got to give them kudos for that. They really do a good job of changing the conversation in America.
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. Well, don't forget, the best medical care on earth still can't cure death. It will happen.
So are you sure? Because we can't have even one.
Period.
Right. Well, it's true.
But
yeah.
The big thing is that we do have a longevity problem. Mm-hmm. Our entitlement programs cannot sustain the lifespans that we're having. Right. You're supposed to die at 70, and now we're in our mid-80s at your averages.
Mm-hmm.
So when the government takes it over, what do you think is going to happen?
Right, right. Well, you know what they're you obviously know what they're trying to do. They're trying to now have people tap into it and then pay it back in the form of not collecting it for X number of years. So think about that for a second, though. Right now they're doing it for childcare, right? To be home with your baby, which really sounds nice to people. But if you really look at the whole premise, it's just wrong. When are they going to bolster that up another notch to something else that you get to tap in for? And then something else that you get to tap in for. So they never, ever have to deliver on those goods. You know?
Well, the fact of the matter is government healthcare is rationed healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So anytime you want the government involved in it, they're going to decide who gets, who doesn't, and everything else, just like they do now with Social Security, like they do with every other benefit program is basically rationed.
Yes. I love that point. Thank you for that. It's fantastic. What a great point. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So the episode that you played for the opening, CBS pulled that off of their online, full episodes.
They pulled that episode off,
and I know it's little and
it's
stupid, but
look how ridiculous
for so
it is.
Long.
Yeah,
it is ridiculous, but that's been happening for so long and slowly, so we haven't noticed. But in the end, we get the answer to your questions: why aren't Americans standing up and saying no to this socialist healthcare? It's because of that slow programming that we've been getting for, just like pulling that episode.
Yes, because they kept saying over and over again, Republicans generally agree that while the current law has serious flaws, just getting rid of it would leave a serious vacuum. See, if they can generalize a broad brushstroke of all of us conservatives that said get rid of it, well, we can generally agree. They have changed the entire narrative. They've done it slowly, but people really, when they ask the question, what would you like to see in reformed healthcare? They should have said, do you want this? No, the answer would have been no. So it's all in how they ask the question. It's always
exactly
crazy. Yeah, I'm glad you said thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's so true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
I got a question for you,
sure.
And maybe you guys can help me out.
Okay.
And I'm glad you're talking about this today. I'm in the process of doing my taxes, and my tax guy called me up and said, hey, you are going to have to pay the penalty for not having health insurance. And I told him, I said, that was rescinded in 2016.
Right.
Yeah, it was going to be still in effect in 2017, but it's supposed to be not in effect for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me out here? And so I know where to go to take care of this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what I know about that is that my tax guy said that you just leave that blank on your return.
Right.
And the IRS has been ordered to ignore it.
So when he's filling out the form where it says, did you have insurance?
You just don't even answer it.
That's what you were told?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
That's what I was told.
There's an answer for you.
All right.
I don't know if it's the answer, but it's an answer.
Yeah,
I
might not,
All right. Thank you.
I will tell him that the big brains said this is what we're supposed to do.
Oh, no. You can't put this on us.
No, but you should do some checking.
Answers,
but that's what I was told. Now, I didn't verify it, and I have somebody do my taxes. I don't even see it.
Right.
But but that's what I've been told.
Did they call you back, though, and say, hey, what about this?
No. Not yet.
No. Nobody's ever called me, and I have never paid a penalty.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, thanks. All right.
All right.
Sounds
well,
good.
That's what we'll drive in and go from there.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Yeah. Lots of questions this year.
Well, yeah. The mandate was taken off.
Yes, it was.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That's one of the first things he did, wasn't it? I thought.
Now, according to what I'm reading, it doesn't eliminate the penalty until 2019. So, according to this, if you didn't have health insurance in 2018, you could still face the penalty.
Okay.
But it should not exceed $695 per adult.
Okay. But I remember though there was some urgency in that, in saying that nobody could be. So I know what you're saying, because I remember the headlines. I remember the articles all about saying that it was going to be ignored.
The IRS was told to ignore it, not to penalize people,
right? Not to go after people. Article that I'm talking about is in Deseret News, and they're in preliminary talks on healthcare reform. Of course they are. Why would they not be? Because it's always so interesting to me how this conversation changes and how they get people to accept in the small ways of, like, even this article, and how they get us to sort of change our mind on it. Well, we have this need. You know what? That they don't want to talk about the need being solved beforehand.
They never tell the whole story.
Nope.
Okay? So here's the deal on the non-payment.
Okay.
It's called a shared responsibility payment is the actual name of that penalty.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So the IRS has now been prohibited from using liens or levies to collect that shared responsibility payment. However, if you owe one of those shared responsibility payments, the IRS can offset any tax refund. So make sure you don't have a refund coming and they can't collect it.
Right. Oh, what a tangled web. All right. Couple things coming up in this hour. We have Truth Decay in the next hour on the national show. How things are changing. Some things that I want to point out that are just things you don't even think about that are seriously changing that we need to be aware of, that some serious and some kind of interesting that I want to get to in that last hour, too. We have a couple of things. I also want to get your thoughts on Unplanned, if you've seen it. I'm going to be seeing it this week, and so is Uncle Milty. And I've had people writing in and telling me their thoughts on it and how they felt after viewing it and how they felt after they saw it, that everybody should go see it. And so, with that being said, we'll take your calls on that, too. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Hi, this
talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When dreams don't come easy, you want to look back and say, I did all that I could.
Love that. So true. That is a life that's good. I love that song. And welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're tuning in today. And a lot on the docket. I've got Uncle Milty with me. A lot of lessons on the docket today. A lot of lessons that I think we need to bring up and go over and decide where the truth lies It's that kind of show today. It's going to be kind of crazy. Also, I just wanted to mention, get over to Defending Utah, defendingutah.org. I have been on the show for a reason, and that's because they do some pretty killer work on getting to the truth of the matter. Yep. Don't you think? I mean, they're just absolutely. So good. I've known him for a long time, and he really does care. He really does care about the truth, and so does his staff. So they also have so many tools to help you. So if you, as far as wanting to get involved, even a little bit, even 5 minutes a day. They actually have tools to help you do that. They also have wonderful CDs that will help you train you, and it's endorsed by One Cowboy Stand for Freedom, the Finnecombe Family, Liberty Rising, LDS Conservative, Dr. Scott Bradley, State Chair of Constitution Party, Pro-Life Utah, myself, Uncle Milty, and also they're there to make sure that you have what you need. And I think that kind of cutting through the chase, because a lot of people feel frustrated, they just don't know what to do. So not only do they have very telling articles that really draw in the truth and do great research, they also have a lot of tools. So they have how to influence Utah politics and weekly online trainings and legislative, how to be a legislative watchdog and how to be a citizen journalist. Maybe you'd like an assignment once in a while. Maybe you'd like to dig some dirt up and write on something. And I think that's always really fun to be able to get that involved in it. But help expose these enemies of liberty and really talk about how they're doing it, why they're doing it, what they're doing.
Yep.
That is really what Defending Utah covers. Become a member, support them in their journey to do this, and also get their tools, because they have so many of them to help you. DefendingUtah.org. It is fantastic. And if you live in a different state, everything applies to you too, because it's exactly sure how you does. Can deal with your legislature too. But I really appreciate Ben and all that he does. Well, if you have any comments on Unplanned, we'll be seeing that this week. Boy, the comments I'm getting are, people have been so shaken by this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And in a good way. And honestly saying, you have to go see it.
Yep.
Not only do you have to support it, but you have to see it. Because it truly is probably one of the few films that stands for something amazing, stands for truth, stands for what's right, stands for everything that stands for God, honestly. And why would we not? Just think about how much money we've spent on turd movies. Terrible, horrible movies mm-hmm. that you walked out going, why did I waste an hour and a half of my life? Unplanned is one of those movies I hear. Maybe I'm sure I'll feel this way tomorrow, the next day when I see it. But that you walk out of and people are saying they were so shaken. I saw my husband cry for the first time. I felt like I wanted to grab every single person I knew and make sure they go, pay for them to go, whatever the case may be. And kids, this is an R-rated film, but do not be swayed by that. They gave it an R rating to keep people away.
That's right.
And they're saying, teenagers need to go. Over the age of 12, I would say over the age of 12, I would never really say that about an R-rated movie, but they did this on purpose to thwart the film. So I would definitely say bring your teenagers for sure and make sure that they see this movie too. But I heard it's done in such a classy way. It's done in a way where her eyes are truly opened and the turnaround that ensues is pretty amazing. I'm excited to see it. I was going to see it last weekend and didn't, and I felt bad. So I'm going to go see it. But man, the comments I'm getting from people that never write to me, it's kind of cool. I'm glad. Aren't you glad to see films like this?
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. Not just that there's a film like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. It's mm-hmm. important. But it's the reception it's getting.
I know.
It's letting people know that, hey, you're sitting there, you haven't said anything out of fear, you know, mm-hmm. because that Planned Parenthood building down the street, you know, you get visitors. You don't have to be afraid. Over 70% of Americans are against these abortions.
Yeah.
We are the vast majority, not the minority. So don't be silent about it.
Yep. And they're showing up in droves,
yes.
by the way.
Yes.
They really are. There was a great article talking about how, what was the title? We have no idea how good we can get, from Paul Rosenberg. And I think it was a very interesting premise, because it said we keep always trying to have politics solve politics. And it will always be a fantasy of ours. We have to lead out and just be the kind of people that are good. And when you're that way, when you spend all that time being those kinds of people, that you truly can change the world. Because as you'll notice, the people coming out of the woodwork to see this movie and support it, You can't deny the numbers. You can't deny what we're seeing out there. And nope. It really is. In fact, they've been doing so many interviews. We had a couple of interviews scheduled with Unplanned a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of things came up on their end of things, and two of them weren't able to come. And so hopefully we'll reschedule and get that done for you. But I'm telling you, we were in talks for like a month, but I swear people are coming out of the woodwork because it's a well-done film. And they're saying, look, there's a lot of faith-based films out there that are getting a lot of attention. Haven't you been amazed at how well they're actually doing? People are clamoring for good, for good, solid entertainment that supports values. That's so cool.
And another thing that's really interesting that mm-hmm. I've noticed, if you read movie reviews,
uh-huh.
even the bad reviews are so far-fetched
right,
reality that they tell you a lot, too.
Yeah,
they actually tell you a lot about how evil and corrupt this whole abortion system is.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I do. I think that this has been a long time in coming. Should have happened years ago. This movie should have happened years ago. I think what's really neat about it was the star of the movie ended up being talking to her mom, and she was supposed to be aborted, and so it even added that extra element to this movie. And I think this movie doesn't. I don't know. From what I've heard, it doesn't get preachy. What it does is it just says, "This is what's going on.
This
Are you okay
it?
With that?" And I think that's a great way to do a movie like this. So I'm all for these kinds of movies, and I think this is where you throw your dollars. If you're gonna go, I tend to support more films that speak to me rather than just to be entertained. How many Captain Marvels can you see? How many Spider-Mans? My gosh. How many Spider-Man versions have there been? Like 50 of the same story? That's why these films are just so important that they support our values.
So there was a discussion on mm-hmm. Facebook about Planned. Mm-hmm. Unplanned. And so this person said, well, I understand that the local Planned Parenthood doesn't do abortions.
Uh-huh.
And you know who responded was Michelle Bolter.
Yeah, oh, good.
She responded and said, they don't do abortions right there. But they refer people to doctors that do abortion.
Yep.
They give you the next day abortion pill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nonsense.
Right,
that's
right.
Absolute nonsense to use that as some kind of excuse to leave them alone.
Yeah, I agree. Good on you, Michelle. I love it. I'll tell you, this article was great. It really pointed out to me the real revolutionaries of our time have been somebody that leads out on who they are, who improves themselves and leads out on the very core of their of who they are as a person. The real revolution, it says, certainly in our time, is not to bring anything down, but simply to realize that we've outgrown a dark and manipulative public order, and that it's fit for no more to be tossed aside like the worn-out clothing of our youth. And to basically say, look, real revolutionaries don't want to take over outmoded, abusive status quo. We want to leave it behind and build better things. And I think that's very, very true with what we've dealt with abortion since the 70s, what we've dealt with so many things getting out of control, like political correctness and our campuses. I think there's a total surge of the majority of this country going, we are so tired of this. We're done. We're not going to support this anymore. We're going to leave this behind, and we want to revert back to some values when things made sense. And I do support that. I think it's great. And it says, you know, how good can we get? You know, consider the millions of hours and billions of hours we waste on television and social media and all these things. And it's saying, what could we do with that time? Look back. Think about all the time you spent. That's true. I've spent too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Well,
time.
That and the all the government programs,
mm-hmm.
everything that they've tried to fix using mm-hmm. government programs
right.
over the years, not only didn't get fixed, it got worse than ever.
Yeah.
Everything they do. So once Roe v. Wade was an issue, even though it wasn't anything but an opinion by the court.
I know, on a case in Texas.
I mean, abortion just went crazy. I remember my mother talking about having an abortion.
Wow.
When she married my stepfather, she mm-hmm. was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And they had talked about her. And I heard it as a little kid.
Oh,
I was like 10 years old. And I heard her and my stepfather talk. And my stepfather was adamantly against it. My mother mm-hmm. wanted to have the abortion. But in those days, you had to go somewhere else. You couldn't just get one. It wasn't easy to get an abortion. And if it had been easy, she probably would have.
Right, right.
But since it wasn't easy, she didn't, and I have a beautiful sister.
Oh, wow. Wow. I love that. I'm all for supporting this. You know, we have a slew of shows coming out, a slew of shows changing relationships to he, she, and she. You know, all this kind of crapola that we're getting spoon-fed. You know, it's not that you don't have to be a normal in anything normal. You can be in everything that's abnormal, and it's okay, and it's a free-for-all and whatever. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
There's a huge issue or article right now about two men, transgenders, that had a baby. But they're saying it was two men that had a baby. No, it was a man and a woman.
Right.
The woman just identifies as a man.
Yeah.
But yet the whole article, everything in it, is about a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Or two men, I'm sorry, two men. It isn't two men.
No.
So that's another way they twist things.
I know. And that's why we're going to talk about truth decay. We're going to bring up some instances right now in the, where truth decay is really happening. In fact, one of the truth decays of the he, she, or the he, and the she, or however you want to develop some crazy, strange relationship that won't last, is a woman basically saying, well, I want another female in the relationship to have a sister friend, to have somebody that's there. And I thought to myself, his phone's going off. I thought to myself, you know, you have friends for that, right? You know that you have people like family and friends to be that extra person friend, right? Like, you don't really need to be in a relationship with five people, like a real, like a wacko relationship with five people. You can actually have friends. That's what they're there for. See how we get twisted into thinking that there's a place for something or a need for something? Crazy. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Hi there, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You can contact me at kate@katedalyradio.com and on the Blaze, on Twitter, it's Kate on the Blaze, and also it's the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and that you can reach Uncle Milty at katedalyradio.com too. Cool. But you didn't know that. A couple of things. I first wanted to mention Dr. Diet. They do have a special right now that they started yesterday. $25 off. It's awesome. Take advantage of it. Go in and get some help right now. Also, you can get that much-needed person that provides you some accountability. And that accountability is huge. Let me tell you, because I had tried losing weight. I didn't until I had to be a little bit more accountable for it. And then you watch it a little bit more. And then all of a sudden, you start losing, and you want to keep losing more and more and more. So I would take advantage of their special. Go in right now, 628 Diet. They're cream of the crop people. They know what they're talking about. They've been doing this a long time, and they can help identify what's right for your body type. Also, they have fat blasters and all kinds of different things that you can take, appetite suppressants to help you right now. And it's, I'm telling you, sometimes that's the difference, because you can tell yourself and will yourself to do it, but it just doesn't work until sometimes you have a little help and sometimes you have a little accountability, and they're great at mentoring and coaching you through it. And it does make a huge difference. Get over to Dr. Diet Wellness Center and join them on Facebook. You'll hear about their specials, but make sure you go over and get some help. You'll be so glad you did as summer approaches, I promise.
Yep.
Even if it's 30 or 40 pounds. All right. A couple of things are on our minds. So there was an article I just wanted to say that this stuck out at me because I'm seeing this trend, and now it's even getting smaller. Babies at, I think this is in California, are donning tiny caps and gowns to graduate from NICU, like just leaving the hospital. to go home for the first time. So they have these tiny caps and gowns they wrestle these babies into. And the first thought that came to my mind wasn't necessarily the story, but what we're doing to these kids with their caps and gowns every 5 seconds. They get preschool caps and gowns, kindergarten caps and gowns. They get fifth grade caps and gowns, eighth grade. I mean, is it just me? Am I the only one that thinks that this is insane?
I don't think it's just you, because I kind of get the same impression that it's kind of like giving medals and ribbons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they've graduated so many times that the thought of graduating high school is no big deal.
Yeah, because they've already put on the cap and gown 50
times.
They've got pictures of the cap and gown. Wasn't that an exciting thing when you finally got to put that on?
Well, that was what everybody waited for.
Yeah.
And that made you an adult.
Yes,
that made you an adult.
You were
officially now an adult.
Yeah.
You're out of high school.
Yep,
and on your own.
Finally,
to
graduated.
Do whatever, whether it be going to. See, we treat them now like graduating from high school and going to college is like getting out of kindergarten and going into the first grade.
Right.
You know, it isn't.
No, it's
going
not.
To college is the beginning of adulthood, not a continuation of high school.
Yeah.
We don't get that anymore.
I'm surprised they don't
for
put
these
it.
Reasons.
I'm surprised they don't put it on them on the way out of the birth canal. I mean, you've graduated from labor, and now your baby is going to be checked again.
But look where this came from:
right.
University of South Alabama.
Oh, was it Alabama?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay,
a university.
Right. But this is. I mean, this is just. This is so ridiculous. Come on. They're leaving the hospital for the first time. What did they graduate from? They're just going home. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
It just means we got to do more for them when they graduate high school.
Yep.
A bigger party? A bigger extravaganza?
Mean, yeah. Well, no. A car.
Right.
Oh.
Buy them a new car.
Yes. You're right. You're right. Graduation
Dude,
is
I'm getting
approaching.
Mine a Desert Eagle 50 Cal.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Oh, man. It's right. He's right. It has
no,
to be
it is.
Bigger and bigger.
You have
and bigger.
To do more and more for every graduation.
Yeah.
And nothing irritates me more than seeing
right.
a high school graduate just graduating at 18 years old driving a brand new car. Any parent that does that is a moron.
Just say it. It's a total moron.
It's the truth.
Well, it is true. They don't appreciate it.
Nope.
They haven't worked for anything.
Nope.
They're just given.
And know? They surely didn't work for that high school diploma because
yeah.
we know they don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
They graduate whether they can read and write.
No, it's the truth. It's so the truth. My 16-year-old turned to me, and he said this with a smile. Otherwise, I would have ripped him a new one, but he said this with a smile. He goes, you know, I'm really, I can't remember the word he used, but about my husband and I's attitude, you know, I mean, and I looked at him like, I say what? And he goes, you know, I'm really having a hard time with your attitude lately. And I looked at him and he started laughing and he's like, you guys are just such Nazis about everything. And we were dying laughing because I said, what? You mean my attitude that's predicated upon your attitude, my attitude that's coming from your attitude? And he started laughing. He said, you guys are just such Nazis. And I'm like, and you'll be Nazis to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll raise a whole slew of generations of pretty good, decent kids.
Yep.
That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was so funny because, and he did it so laughingly. If he hadn't, all hell would have broke loose. But because he's never talked to me like that before. But I was dying laughing thinking, you know, these kids, I mean, they are told a couple of rules and it's just, oh my gosh. But, you know, that's teenagers. He's our caboose. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, I just have a hard time rewarding my child for something they should just be doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of it. It just drives me crazy.
It is, isn't it? I like chores. I mean, do the chores. You live at the house. You make things dirty, clean them. I mean, I don't know why people give money for that. I don't give money for chores, but I just have an expectation, don't you?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
they also
yeah,
don't.
And it just drives me nuts because my friends will talk about how their kid or their friends, oh, yeah, they got this when they did this. So.
Right. Yeah, I know. And I don't understand it either. My friends drove little Porsches and everything else. What did I get? A 69 Buick Riviera with one seat.
Kids who are raised that way
front seat.
Never learn that the accomplishment and the self-satisfaction is its own reward.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Never learn that.
No, you're right. I know. Yep. I'm one of those Nazi parents, I guess. We were dying laughing, though, because just to hear that come out of your kid, you know, really disappointed in your guys' attitudes. Oh, gosh, we laugh so hard. I also just wanted to mention real quick, as we're going out of this hour, we have a few minutes if you would like to call in on this. But there was an exhibit. In fact, you know what? I'll take this call, and then we'll go to that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there. Hi,
Sam. Hello, Uncle Milty as well.
Hi.
Enjoying the heck out of this show, as I always do.
You're so nice. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to mention, I wanted to go back to when you guys were discussing the issue of health care and this talk about replacement of Obamacare and all this kind of stuff. Here's the thing that nobody's talking about.
What's up?
And that is that we already have good options out there if people were made aware of them. I mean, now we used to advertise one called Medical Cost Share.
Will be soon again, Liberty. Yeah, Liberty is the core company behind that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one.
Yep, you're right.
And you got other variations. And I mean, those things compared to government mandated health care are an absolute bargain. I mean, when you consider that you can, I know at least with you know, Liberty Health Share and all these different programs, a lot of them, once you get above a certain amount of money, you know, it doesn't matter how big the family is, you don't have to pay beyond a certain point. I think it's like $500 of some of these, and just a little over $500, it doesn't matter how big the family is. So,
yeah, it's true. Yep, especially with
the
Liberty,
bargains out there, if people just, that's the thing. Nobody's talking about these things as an alternative. We don't need to replace Obamacare.
Right. I agree with you. And we will bring these up more. I'll have Liberty on. We'll bring these things up more on the national show for
That's
sure.
That's wonderful.
You
well, you guys,
got it.
Blessings, and just have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
And keep on with a wonderful show.
You too. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
But that's so true.
Yeah.
All we need to do is go back to a total free market system, erase the restrictions on them crossing state lines to sell insurance, and once that's done, premiums are going to drop, care is going to go back up to where it should be.
Yeah.
I don't know about a lot of people, but I myself, with my medical issues, I have seen an absolute deterioration in medical care over the last 10 years.
And more invasive questions on the flip side?
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
No, I know. I know a lot of people out there are really having a tough time kind of figuring this out because the deductibles are so high. I mean, you're basically out of pocket, yet you're still paying this thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
My son's family, with their policy, they put out almost $18,000 before the insurance kicks in.
Oh, my gosh.
Between premiums and deductibles.
Ridiculous. It
is ridiculous. You might as well not have insurance.
I know. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. And so, like, Liberty HealthShare, like what Sam was saying, it's $1,500 for an entire family. And then it's 100% everything covered. So, I mean, people can usually match that. People can usually come up with $1,500. Can you come up with $10,000? That's more difficult to do, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
For a family that's paycheck to paycheck. So there are alternatives out there. It's just the whole conversation, I think, and we've been saying this for years on the radio, is when it gets in, it never leaves. It always comes up with a different form, but it never goes away. And that's the sad part of government.
Well, and the other thing is if they go back to a free market and premiums drop, employers will be more likely to provide insurance as an incentive to keep their employees. Because they used to always, when I was growing up, you could be a dishwasher and get health insurance.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, of course.
And so, but premiums weren't like they are today.
Yeah, it's so true. And there isn't a whole lot of great insurance out there. To the jobs where you were kind of keyed into great insurance and you knew that was part of the package, you know, in certain state jobs or federal jobs or even teaching, right?
Large companies, right?
That the care quality has gone down because you get less for it. You have to pay bigger copays, and they kind of get to decide what to do. That is socialized medicine. We're climbing into socialized medicine when the government decides what they'll cover via these arrangements that they have.
And it doesn't matter what your doctor says. Mm-hmm. The doctor says you need it. The insurance company says, well, maybe he does need it, but he has to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I remember when Romney was running for president, and those that listened to the show, I remember saying at the time, I was supportive of Romney running for president back in 2012. And I remember saying, if a state wants socialized medicine, that's up to a state. A state right. can decide. But federally, trying to go at this federally was the biggest mistake, because if a state wants to be screwed up, it can. Look at Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington's getting pretty messed up. California, Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit. We have all these cities that have sort of imploding a little bit. And so if certain states want to do things, but we should have known that here in Utah with Romney. Like, this should have been something that we knew. He could not wait to go in and just make sure that he could reform, but right. pretty much keep whatever socialized medicine he could, because that's what he did in Massachusetts. So I don't know why we're so surprised here in Utah. But the comments on that article were kind of funny, because people were, you know, attacking him. But I'm saying, you know, we knew that when people voted for him. I didn't vote for him for senator, but I wouldn't have in a million years.
I think a lot of people who understand mm-hmm. that most federal programs have a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse, mm-hmm. they think for some reason that medical care is immune to that.
Right, right.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not immune at all. It'll be just as full of waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yeah. Didn't we do that article back in the 50s to have a baby? It was $300.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was $300 and everything was included. And the doctor wrote your receipt.
Including
and,
prenatal.
Yeah. Including and you were out the door, $300. And look at what it's come to. You know, what is Tylenol? $500 a pill? And if they hand it to you, it's another $100. That's where we're at with healthcare. So that has come because of the government involvement, though, that a lot of people don't say. They just say the government needs to come in to intervene the out of control prices. No, the government is what
caused it.
Causation, a big, big deal in this country and never talked about. Boy, you didn't see that in the headline at KSL, did you?
Nope.
They're a good little socialist TV network. They're just keeping that byline going. I can't believe some of the stuff that's coming out of KSL lately. It's just, and I know I've said that for probably now 4 years. About 4 or 5 years. It's like, wow, another doozy. So there you go. Well, we'll get to some of this stuff tomorrow and on Thursday, too, with Chris Ann Hall. There are some things we're saving for Chris Ann Hall. We want to bring up some things that are in the news today that are great lessons, because I think these are worthy lessons to really look at as they take information and they twist it. Man, this is the era of trying to get to the truth via the nonsense spaghetti bowl in front of us, if you will, of all of the different ways that they try to explain things away, the disinformation. I swear to you, that's what this era is all about right now. It's trying to get to the truth. So we will be right back on the national show and hope you join us. Let's talk about truth decay. That comes from 1984. Let's talk about that. In fact, Milty's been saying that for years. And we'll talk about how things are changing. Some little things that are changing that I thought were very interesting and informative to bring up. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.